Welcome to Legal Talk with Han and Han here on eRadio, and we are discussing trademarks and brands today, joined by Janusz Luterik from Han and Han Attorneys. Janusz, welcome back.
Thank you very much. You know, it's always nice to talk to you.
Likewise. So, Janusz, how are brands actually protected?
Sure. So, you know, people use the word brands, but brands actually means that people have a trademark. So typically the owners of a brand register their trademarks, you know, such as the famous shoe brands, Adidas or Nike or one of those that you know. And this could be the product name or the logo or sometimes even a tune or a jingle. You know, you can register even that as your trademark. Now, when someone makes an identical or near identical copy in large numbers of your product and is then using your trademarks, they are guilty of counterfeiting the goods. And then besides being sued for trademark infringement, such persons could be criminally prosecuted and their products can be seized under a law called the Counterfeit Goods Act. So brands are protected under a law which we call the Counterfeit Goods Act, where the SAPS can go out and seize product if it's counterfeit.
So are all products sold by third parties, which are branded then with a famous trademark, are they counterfeit then?
No. So people make this mistake. They believe that if you go to a market or you go online into a marketplace and you see products being sold by some individual or some unknown entity, you know, not one of the big retailers that sells branded products or the brand themselves, they immediately think, well, this must be counterfeit. But although there are a lot of counterfeit goods produced in factories by the thousands, maybe even by the millions, and then imported to South Africa and then sold online and at markets, but there are also real products manufactured by the actual brand owner, which entrepreneurs buy in countries where these are cheaper or discounted for end of range and so on, and sold in South Africa. And those are then not counterfeit goods because they are actual products sold by the brand owner. And we call these grey goods or parallel imported goods. And it's very important in your mind to distinguish between a counterfeit good and a parallel imported good, which is the real thing. It's the real Nike shoe or the real Adidas clothing or whatever, but it's just not sold by Adidas in South Africa. And perhaps somebody bought it in the Far East from a real Adidas distributor, got a discount, and is then selling it in South Africa.
So are all grey goods illegal here in South Africa, Janusz?
No, not at all. And whereas it's illegal to sell counterfeit goods, so these are goods that are not made for the brand owner, they're fake. Grey goods or parallel imported goods are perfectly legal. But there's one requirement, and that is that in terms of the Consumer Protection Act, you need to mark or put a notice wherever you advertise parallel imported goods to make it clear that they are not being sold on behalf of the actual brand owner or being imported by the actual brand owner. And the reason for that is very simple. It's to protect consumers, because if you buy a sports shoe and the sole comes off, you're going to want to take it back to the Adidas store, the Nike store, and they're going to tell you, sorry, we didn't sell that shoe, we're not covering the guarantee. So the consumer that's buying this parallel or grey good must know that if they buy that shoe, although it's a real shoe, they'll have to take it back to the person who sold it to them and not to the outlet which is run by the brand owner.
Okay, so grey goods are legal and counterfeit goods which may look exactly the same are not.
Yes. So just to reiterate that, if you go to some of these businesses in the, let's call it shady part of town or online marketplaces, there are products there that look real. I mean, they look like the real product. And in fact, sometimes they are the real product, because what we have found in some cases is that there are factories, especially in the Far East, that produce products for the actual brand owners. So let's say, for example, the brand owner orders 100,000 pairs of a specific running shoe. They'll make 100,000, supply it to the brand owner, and then secretly and illegally make another 20,000 and distribute those through hawkers, etc. And therefore, although shoes can look exactly the same as the original ones, they could still be counterfeit because they're unauthorized production. And in those cases, the SAPS can go out and seize that product, not from you at home that bought them, from the person that's actually marketing them or selling them.
So, also, what about online marketplaces? Are the goods sold always counterfeit on there?
No, again, you know, there are cases where they are not counterfeit and there are cases where they're counterfeit. I would be very wary of simply saying because it's an online marketplace, it's a scam or it's counterfeit, because there are legitimate people selling and trying to make a living as well. So one cannot make such a blanket statement, but be very careful. Read the reviews from other shoppers. Read what the seller says. You know, if you read the ad and the language is bad and it looks like it's been block copied from somewhere else, you're looking at the images and the photos don't look right. You compare the photos on the where the product is being sold. You don't have the actual product on the brand owner's website. If you see any discrepancies there, simply walk away. Because the chances are you're buying counterfeit goods. Or of course, it could be a total scam and you get nothing. But let's forget about the total scam where you get nothing. It's possible to buy the real product online. It's possible to buy parallel imported product legitimately online. But be very wary because it's also possible to get sent counterfeit goods online. So be careful out there. You know, scammers and counterfeiters want your money. And the dangerous part of all of this is that when you're dealing with counterfeiters in particular, often the money then later gets used for nefarious purposes, including funding terrorism and all sorts of things.
That's very interesting. Janusz Ludryk, thank you so much for joining us today here on Legal Talk. We appreciate your time and your advice.
It's a great pleasure.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.